The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You know, a couple of days ago was my birthday, and I didn't make a huge deal of it, but I want to talk about something on this Friday. Each one of my beautiful daughters, all three of them, sent me a message signed your favorite child. Let's talk about this. Hey, good morning. This is Dana Cortez. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
As a mother, I don't know about other moms, but I don't understand picking a favorite child. I let them all think they're my favorite children. I love each one equally. I want each one to be successful. However, I do know that each one needs my love differently. Does that make sense?
That's the classic mom line. That's what my mom tells me and my brother. She's like, I just love you guys differently. I don't have a favorite. It's just a different type
true.
Of connection. And I guess that might
be. I only have one kid, so I don't know how
you don't know how to feel. Yeah. You don't know, right? You're a stepdad, but it's different.
I have two stepdaughters, but I only have one true child.
It's just different. I can't explain it. How can someone choose to love one more? I don't even understand it, and I don't even believe it.
How about this, though? Maybe that's a salute to your parenting for making them all feel like they're your favorite child.
That's
maybe?
Right.
Oh, maybe.
Okay. I like that.
And
yeah,
there are parents
right,
out there that like one kid more than others.
I think that has a lot to do sometimes, in my opinion, with the father. Sometimes when you got two different daddies.
True, but sometimes they have the same father, and the mom just like, I had a friend that, two brothers, and the mom liked one brother way more than the other.
I thought you were talking about yourself, because I've heard from your siblings, DJ Automatic.
Well, according to them, they think my mom.
Favorite.
Yeah, my mom likes me more, but I don't buy that.
I think it's the hair. Makes sense.
You got all that luscious hair.
Do you know what it was? It's because I got in a lot of trouble as a kid, and I demanded attention.
There were a lot of you born at the same. Like, boom, boom,
there's
boom,
four
boom.
Of us in 5 years, and so the only way to get attention was to act out.
The only one getting attention was your dad. A lot of it too. Do you think that it's possible to have a favorite child? I want to have this conversation. I know I always say it. I'm putting a meme up on my Instagram. I'm gonna take a little poll.
Yeah, call us with the kids in the car. Let us know what they think.
National Day, Anthony A.
Let's kick it off with National Road Trip Day, everybody.
Hey!
Oh,
I love
the
a good
kids
road
in
trip.
The car.
A lot of people are going on road trips. I think 37 million people or something like that.
Be safe. Be careful. Drive cautiously and click it or ticket.
Don't forget your sunscreen. It is also National Sunscreen Day.
For real. The worst is getting kids sunburned and they just cry. And it's like, oh my God, I got to deal with this in the car.
Put it on before they go in the pool.
Yes.
We also got World Redheaded Day. So shout out to all the redheads out there.
Did you know there's only 2% of the world makes up redheads?
Damn, I believe dude. That. I believe my Nana was redheaded and she would dye her hair black. Don't ask me why.
DJ Automatic, you're not my favorite child, but you're my favorite redhead fat giver.
What?
So, and we'll wrap it
I
up.
I thought
on...
you were going to call me a redheaded fat kid.
Oh, no. Nah.
Let's I don't have red hair.
Let's go ahead and wrap it up on National Cooler Day.
Like a cooler those... that you take
yeah,
when you're going
beer
out?
And the Yeti. And drinks and sodas for the road trip.
That is essential this weekend.
My stepfather, Adolfo, he's got the Yeti, and then he's got his little gas station cooler.
Ooh.
Because who knows if the
That's
Yeti gets full.
He is. He's got the Yeti in the truck, and then he's got the little fold-out igloo that he just takes in the house with him.
You just never know. You just never
There's
know.
There's levels
you know
to the cooler.
He does have a favorite cooler. That's one thing.
Definitely the Yeti.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, I remember this down in the DM. I remember this. We are doing a follow-up breakdown of Alexandra and Ricardo.
Oh.
And I remember when she called us, she knew right away that he had plans, and they did not include her.
He made reservations for two. And I've tried hinting about it to see if he's going to ask me, but he keeps saying that he's working all weekend.
She hit me up because she knew 100 that Ricardo had made reservations to go biking. You know how they have the little tours and stuff? And she's like, well, he hasn't asked me. Well, turns out he did ask another woman. This is what went down. And I need their name as well so we can reserve their equipment.
Mm-hmm. It's a woman. Her name is Cassandra. Do you need a last name?
What the is Cassandra, and why are you taking her bike riding?
So who's this Sandra lady? Who is Sandra? Is it going down to the DM? No. Listen to how this one played out. Well, what? Who are you taking, Ricardo? What's going? Tell us.
It's my mom.
Oh.
Are you f***ing kidding me?
Sandra?
Cassandra is your mother. I want to know why you didn't tell your girlfriend you're going biking with your mom.
You know why? She doesn't like my mom.
Yeah, that's because she's always in our business. Like, she doesn't give us any breathing room.
She's not always in our business, Alexandra. She just wants to see me more often.
Yeah, well, you're not a little boy anymore. Like, grow the f*** up. Be a man.
Hey, hold on. Alexandra, how does cutting your mom out of your life
really?
Make you more of a man?
Come on. He's a man now. He doesn't need to be going to mommy's house every week.
Oh no! Jeez. It's his mother. He had to hide. outside hanging out with his mother because this woman doesn't like her boyfriend's mom.
Oh.
Before we talk about this, the phones have been ringing with this one, and I knew they would. Let's take a call first. Who is this?
Tommy. My name AD.
Oh, we got a man. Ladies, turn the radio up. We got a man. What do you think about this, AD?
Shorty's bugging. That's it.
Right? Why are you mad about a man who's treating his mother well? Why are you mad about a man who wants to hang out? That's ridiculous. It sounds like she's jealous of his mother.
Yeah, that kind of blew me right there. I don't know about that.
Is it a deal breaker for you?
It's a long, long talk about it, but I will tell you a tearbreaker.
Okay, yeah, you got to talk about it. I like that approach. You can't just, you know, you got to have a conversation, but if she keeps doing that kind of stuff, it's like you're out. Your mom's important.
Facts. Shout out to the man, because they definitely snitch quick.
Got to do what you got to do sometimes, you know.
All right, man, we appreciate you listening.
Appreciate you guys. Y'all have a good one.
You too. Bye. So it's not a deal breaker, but it's a red flag in my book because I have had instances where I've been with somebody and they don't want to be around my family. Well, I don't know. My family's crazy. Sometimes I don't want to be around my family.
I love your family.
I think this might be a deal breaker for the girlfriend, right? Because like if sometimes moms and significant others is a weird mixture.
But she's trying to keep him from his mother. If you don't like the family that much, then maybe you shouldn't be with a man.
That's what
not
I'm
the
saying.
Other way around.
Hey, just get out of there, dude.
I used to have a girlfriend like that.
Hold on, Horta. You just said I like your family because your family and my family are equally crazy.
They're both crazy. So, yeah, it's good. Yeah. But I had a girlfriend like this, and she did try to keep me away from my parents and keep me away from my family because she just wasn't a fan of them.
Oh.
Is that true? Do you really believe she wasn't a fan of them?
She didn't want to be around them.
But I mean, maybe she just wanted to control you because for me, oftentimes when I was in these either physical or emotionally abusive relationships, the person didn't want me around my family because that's how they control you. Mind control, physical control, all of that. Because if you only rely on that person, then you don't have anybody else that
she
you can
only
turn
wanted to.
To
be around her family. She didn't want to be around my family at all.
Damn. Automatic. Well, you know what? That hurts my heart. And tell your brothers that I think they're cool dudes and your mom that I'm a fan of her.
Yeah.
Unlike that girl, dog.
Everybody likes Maura.
I think that you have to be with somebody who appreciates their family. And it's sometimes, for me personally, I was with somebody who pulled me away from my family because they were controlling. It was an abusive situation. And if you don't have anyone, they have more control. And I cut my family off. I cut my friends off. I saw less and less of them. And maybe Alexandra, she's trying to do that to Ricardo. You know, have you been in this type of relationship where the person you're with is trying to keep you away from your own family? Call us and we'll talk about it another day.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kim Kardashian is speaking on Kanye's antics, I think, for the first time. Like, we've got audio we're going to play for you right now. This story and more is the Daily Dirt. It's the best gossip brought to you by NHTSA. Click it or ticket. Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays first.
Lauryn Hill celebrating her birthday. Lenny yes. Kravitz, Scott Disick, gosh. And YouTube star Nicole TV celebrating birthday.
All right, I'm going to talk about Offset. You know, he was featured in Variety magazine's Name That Lyric, and I'm really excited because I think Offset is super stylish, and I love Variety's the way they capture fashion in the moment, and he's that guy. But here's the secret to his success. This is what he says.
Everybody in my process around me is like women. That's my key to my push and my drive, like strong women.
He talked about his grandma, his mom, his wife Cardi, his daughters. You know, his kids. I love that he said that. But
Cardi said, you better say that.
Off air, I asked Automatic and Anthony, does he have a stylist? I love his style. You said no.
I don't think so. I mean, he's been dressing pretty well for about 10 years now.
I think he outdressed his wife, too.
Hey! Oh, for sure.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know about all that.
Some of Cardi's outfits are a little...
Yeah, they look good together. And speaking of looking good, Megan Thee Stallion's wax figure. Man, Madame Tussauds nailed it.
They had to after they did Beyonce dirty.
Oh, that was a horrible wax figure. But this one is great. And listen to Megan Thee Stallion's reaction the moment she saw it for the first time.
Oh, my God! They got the bundles? Come on, 30 inches? Did you see the nails? Look at the butt! She got on lashes? People always ask me, when was the moment you knew you were famous? This is the moment.
She is smiling from ear to ear. You can feel, I got chills because you can feel how excited and happy she is. And it's her moment.
Isn't this place in Vegas?
Yeah, this is the Vegas one. Right.
They should put like security like around these wax figures that they do like the Mona Lisa.
Why do you think that?
Because let me get drunk in Vegas with these wax figures.
Oh my God.
I'm going to be licking
Andy.
And doing all kinds. I'm going to be
here rubbing on that fake butt.
You're going to see me on the news. Hispanic man arrested for getting too touchy with Megan's
butt
figure.
Melted. All right, go check it out at Dana Cortez on Instagram. And then finally, Kim Kardashian. You know, Keeping Up with the Kardashians is on Hulu now.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Did you know that? And so she's speaking out about Kanye for the first time. Here's what she had to say. She's talking to Mama Chris.
Even through all of the craziness of everything that Kanye says about us, like, I never comment. I never post. My tape and brings it up. All of his shenanigans, I don't even know what the f*** to call it.
Rhetoric.
Is going to be far more damaging to the kids one day than my tape will ever be.
I don't know about all that, but you think the Keeping Up with the Kardashians, are people still going to watch?
Yes, so, of course.
I was thinking this came out because people probably aren't watching as much because not as many people
are. Well, it
hasn't
been on. This is a new season coming. That's what I'm saying.
And the other thing I was thinking is Kim throwing a little hate towards Kanye because he's happy with his new wife?
I hadn't thought about that. For anybody who hasn't seen his new wife, Bianchi West, you can go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. She's beautiful. She really is.
And she's very accomplished.
Accomplished
architect.
One
of the best architects in the world.
All right. I mean, is she as accomplished as Kim Kardashian? No, but Kim must be feeling some type of way.
Bro.
Feeling some type of way. All right, we'll be right back. That's the Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.